SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, new funding for frontline legal services as Australia confronts domestic violence. US authorities charged the father of a Georgia high school shooter. And in sport, Michael Palfrey sacked by Swimming Australia after a Paris Olympics controversy. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Brooke. National Cabinet has agreed to new funding for frontline domestic and family violence services to the tune of $4.7 billion. The money will go towards legal support to extend services that were on the brink of closing and the hiring of additional staff. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says they're focused on practical measures as they work to end violence against women and children.
We know that a nationally coordinated approach is required to address this national crisis. We must act to ensure women are safe. These horrific and disturbing deaths and vile violence must be prevented.
In the United States, authorities have arrested the father of a teenager who fatally shot four people at a Georgia high school this week. The 54-year-old has been charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter, two counts of second-degree murder, and eight counts of cruelty to children. It's believed the charges stem from the father allowing the suspect, 14-year-old Colt Gray, to possess a weapon. Georgia Bureau of Investigation Director Chris Hosey says the teenager will also face court.
Additionally, Colt Gray, that was arrested yesterday for this incident, has now been charged with four counts of felony murder. We will continue to work tirelessly to complete this investigation as we move forward.
Meanwhile, police in Germany have shot and killed a man in an exchange of gunfire in Munich. Bavaria's top security official, State Interior Minister Joachim Herrmann, has said the suspect shot at police and they returned fire. Munich police spokesman Andreas Franken says officers had been alerted to the person carrying a long gun in an area that houses both the Israeli consulate and a museum on the city's Nazi-era history. But Andreas says there's no immediate information on the suspect's identity or on any motive.
We currently only know that the person, this suspect, acted at this location and was stopped very quickly by the emergency services. We have no indication that there were any other perpetrators or that there was any danger to the public.
Queensland says significant resources are already hitting the ground as it prepares for a worse than usual bushfire season in the coming months. Queensland has contracted an aerial fleet of 13 aircraft with a total water bombing capacity of more than 32,000 litres. Some of the state's aerial fleet has arrived in Bundaberg just days into spring, including a 10,000-litre large air tanker. It will be deployed over spring and summer to coastal and inland areas. The RBA says young people and low-income earners will be the ones to suffer more if their efforts to bring down inflation aren't successful. Reserve Bank Governor Michelle Bullock says the central bank, along with state and federal governments, are focused on inflation because of the impact it's already having on the economy. She says it's hitting the most vulnerable and delays in controlling it will have unequal effects.
Ultimately, we'd need to slow the economy down by more, which would result in a larger rise in unemployment and a higher risk of recession. The cost of job loss is very high to individual workers and it leads to persistent earnings losses. This experience is consistent across groups of workers, but job losses tend to be disproportionately borne by some members of our community. The young, those that are less educated, and people on lower incomes.
Pharmacies in New South Wales may soon be able to treat more health conditions under a state government plan to relieve pressure on GPs. Health Minister Ryan Park says Labor's looking at an expanded scope of practice for local chemists, which could come into force by 2026 following an evaluation of a trial program. Under the flag changes, the state's pharmacists would be able to treat middle ear infections, minor wounds, nausea and vomiting, and some gastroesophageal problems. The move is aimed at helping to deal with a shortage of GPs in New South Wales, part of a national forecasted shortfall of 1,900 doctors across Australia by 2028. In swimming news, coach Michael Palfrey has been sacked by Swimming Australia in the wake of a Paris Olympics controversy where he publicly supported South Korea. Palfrey had previously worked with Korean swimmers but was on Australia's pool deck in Paris as an assistant coach. The governing body says he's been axed for breaching his employment agreement. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.